Supporters called for a nationwide day of no school, no work, and no shopping. In Wisconsin, some businesses shut down in solidarity. That included Wonder State Coffee, which closed its cafes Friday. TJ Samanshin owns that Viroqua-based business.
Now is the time to do what we can to keep putting pressure on our politicians to fight for accountability, to rein in ICE activities.
Other Wisconsin businesses say they're donating portions of their profits to groups supporting immigrants. Wisconsin-based protests have intensified after federal agents fatally shot two Minnesota residents in January. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.